This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. It is Monday morning. Short week again this week because we've got election day on Wednesday. So a lot of people very excited about heading to the polls. Some people not so excited about it. They just feel like they begrudgingly have to go and go through this ritual that they do every 5 years. But I don't know. I think you should make it worthwhile. You should, you know, meet the people in your neighborhood. That's always interesting to me. You actually see who you live among. You know, they're all standing there in the queue. You go, say hello. It's probably the only time you see them in 5 years. But see who those other people are in your community. At least that's one reason to go. Okay, let's get cracking. People have things to do, places to go, people to do in the case of Leanne, yeah, of course. Sia, Ben, we're all here to look after you this morning. All right, let's get cracking. Straight into things that matter.
And some things that don't really matter, but we'll discuss them nonetheless.
Well, I mean, if you are a big Game of Thrones fan, you don't want any spoilers. If you're an Avengers Endgame fan, I still haven't seen that. Please don't give any spoilers. Oh. I'm already going to see that movie at some point this week.
How long is it? I'm surprised it's not one of those mega long movies, the way everybody has been going on about Avengers.
It isn't short, but it's a normal length movie. I mean, they're making these episodes of TV shows now that are as long as movies.
Yeah.
You don't need to wear a diaper when you go out and watch it.
No, but like I said the other day, it's like a geek. It's like a geek's best year and worst year all in one, because you get these major epic climactic finales for Game of Thrones, for the Marvel Universe, and for Star Wars. They're all happening this year. So if you're a nerd, a turbo nerd, this is your best year ever. But it's also sad because you don't know what you're going to do after these three franchises come to an end. Of course, they're not going to come to an end because they have to make money. Oh. They're all owned by big corporations that are interested in extending the life of this. So don't think this is the end of Game of Thrones or Avengers or of Star Wars. There can be plenty of spin-offs.
Exactly. Even when Lord of the Rings finished, there then came The Hobbit. There's always something.
Yes.
Sorry, I spoke too soon. Avengers Endgame is 3 hours and 2 minutes long.
Isn't that normal?
No, that's twice the length of an average
But so, yeah, when you love something, you don't really care.
No.
When
I could put 3 hours into that movie, no problem.
Are these
Can you imagine, like, when if Oprah did a, you know, Cribs by Oprah and it was 3 hours long? You wouldn't say, oh, it was 3 hours. You'd just say,
yeah, how long was that Beyonce documentary? And you watched it 3 times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
See?
Thank you for that context. But are these still pillars enough to get you out of the house?
Sure. And I don't even go to movies. I don't want to be around other people in a theater, but I'll go and see this.
You wouldn't wait just for it to be on demand.
Because it's not about that. It's about the experience, about the big screen, the big sound. The sound is the most important thing of the cinema experience.
These are blockbuster movies. You can't watch it on your laptop.
No.
I mean, you could, but it's way more fun if you see it in the cinema.
You know, when you're on a plane and you're watching a movie, that movie has been edited differently. It's been cut differently. Everything's about it's different for the dimensions of that shitty seat in front of you, which keeps moving because the guy keeps rocking. So to watch a movie on that is just a disaster. I watched some of Jumanji this week on that thing, and it looked very much like watching Pumpkin Patch. It was so distorted and horrible.
Pumpkin Patch. All right.
Like The Rock looked like Waffles in most of the scenes.
Did he sing a little song?
If I went to the cinema, I would have been like, wow, Jumanji was quite something.
got a message here from somebody. First time listening to the content away from the normal commercial radio shows I normally listen to, and it's great. Wow. It's a whole different world out here. Well, we've been here 5 years already, but thanks for joining the party. There's no such thing as being too late. Kaylin, back again with thanks very much, Anthea, for sorting out that boxer thing. Kaylin on the money with how ShopRite managed to make so much of a dent in an otherwise rubbish economy. Okay, so
I see what you did there on the money.
Yes.
Okay.
So elections this week. We're not going to get into too much around that because all the other news outlets and networks are all taking care of it for us, and they're all boring as hell. I saw the most coverage of elections that I could possibly handle in the last, I don't know, 48 hours because I stayed at home most of the weekend. I was recovering from that horrible cold, and so I got to take in ENC. I watched a lot of the new Newsroom Africa.
Newsroom Africa.
I watched a bit of SABC. I watched them all. And they're all doing the same thing. So,
and all of the last minute rallies.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. Apparently, Julius's grandmother died, so he wasn't at the EFF rally.
But isn't that what the psychic predicted last week?
That is what she predicted.
You
really
are right.
I'm just saying.
What does she predict? The actual grandmother
that something tragic is going to happen in Julius Malema's life.
And remember, his grandmother's the closest person to him because he wasn't raised by his parents. So the psychic got it right.
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
Did you just have Joel?
That just means that she might get all of my stuff right, though.
So we've had about 13 of these psychics on. This one struck gold.
Leanne, you might feel some type of way, but I'm scared if all of this is true. I'm then will be marrying a woman.
Well, of course you're going to be scared, Sia. You can scare everything.
She insinuated you had been sleeping with lots of women.
She didn't insinuate. She flat out said it, Ben.
Well, Sia, that's what you've been doing. That's what you've been doing. Just man up. We've already established the fact that gay guys can marry women and often do.
There were great things said about Gareth because, you know, according to the psychic, he's in prime position and this business is going to take him all across the world. Leanne is going to lose weight and have children, and I need to stop having sex with lots of women because
yes, that's what she did say.
It's holding you back from being a decent gay. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm happy for all of you.
That's yeah. He's such a decent gay.
She didn't say anything about you.
That's okay. I'm doing just fine right now. Pretty happy. All I need.
This is horrible. You know, New York's only been in the hands of Democrats for what, since Giuliani? And already people are being murdered in Central Park.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, they found a dead theater actor in Central Park.
Hang on. He was not murdered.
What happened?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, okay. That's boring.
It's not really.
Is it like another hate crime? Is that a hate crime?
No. Okay, well, firstly, he's a Broadway actor. He's very well known in New York. He's been leading the Phantom of the Opera for years. Mm-hmm. He was also in War Horse. So his face is really recognizable to people in New York. His name's Harlan Bengel, 45 years old. He was found hanging from an overpass in Manhattan's Upper West Side. A passerby discovered his body early in the morning and called 911. He'd hung himself right off the railing at the edge of the arch. Oh. He had used a long orange cord and had tied a plastic bag around his head, too. They found a suicide note in his pocket.
Yeah, so it wasn't murder, it was suicide.
Yes. But, I mean, what goes through your mind when you want to commit suicide in such a public place?
Well, he's from the theatre, Leanne.
But he put a bag over his head.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still...
Yeah, theatre people are very... all attention seekers, aren't
they? But it was a performance of sorts. I might make you lie to this guy's endgame.
No, this is something we're thinking of, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything.
Look at me, Sia, like, how dare you? That's a fair theory.
Well, because I have my own thoughts running through my head right now. The memorial that I went to over the weekend, I found quite bizarre because we got the note of where it will take place and was at a gallery. And at first I thought, this is quite odd to have a memorial at a gallery. But once I got there, I thought, actually, I want to have my own memorial at a gallery. I want all of the artwork taken down. Then there should be my pictures.
Oh my word.
Wow. It's like me just extravaganza out. When it comes
so
to Sia.
I get,
Sia's Instagram blown up on canvas.
Can you imagine?
So I get how he would want to commit suicide in the middle of a park.
No, and Ben, you're right. It was pretty theatrical, actually. Yep.
Look, it's horrible. I mean, any situation that, you know, results in someone's death, especially if they've gone about doing the deed themselves, it's awful. It's tragic.
Mm. No, all joking aside, it is horrible.
All right, so New York, always full of new performances.
Can we start being more sensitive on the show, please? I feel like
girl's Facebook post cost her family $80,000. So be careful what you post, kids.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
So this girl, her name is Dana Snay. She is the daughter of a headmaster in the U.S. in Florida. And she's just proven how posting too much personal information on Facebook or other social media outlets can cost people tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, no.
So as I mentioned, her father is a former headmaster. He is... Patrick Snay. He had just won a hefty lawsuit against Miami's Gulliver Preparatory School, where he used to work. The settlement was worth $80,000 and had to do with age discrimination. Patrick Snay is 69 years old. This girl's father, Patrick, had been dismissed from his job and then filed a lawsuit alleging that the school fired him due to his age. He then won the lawsuit against Gulliver Primary, and she wrote on Facebook, the daughter, "Mama and Papa Snay won the case against Gulliver. Gulliver is now officially paying for my vacation to Europe this summer. Suck it."
Oh.
So the post was obviously widely circulated amongst Gulliver's former students, and it eventually came back to the school, and the school turned it against Snay. And this, just this week, the Third District Court of Appeal agreed with the school and threw out the lawsuit, saying Snay violated the settlement's confidentiality agreement.
You know what? This is just typical of, like, why you should stay away from, just stay away from social media when it comes to bragging about stuff.
Yeah, I know totally agree.
People struggle with this. I sometimes have to, really, I have to block people because they're so annoying. If you've won something, or if you, and I'm not talking about if you're some world famous athlete. Like, here's this girl who, her dad won a really hard fought lawsuit against another school because of unfair dismissal.
Mm.
That's got nothing to do with you as the kid, and it's got nothing to do with your holiday you're about to have. In fact, by opening a fat trap and making a comment now, you end up costing your family a fortune.
Oh, yeah. What a lesson to learn.
Stop it.
Oh.
I don't care how many Louis Vuitton bags you have. I don't care how many fancy pairs of shoes you have. I don't care how much money is in your account. If you're bragging about that stuff, you've probably got a very shallow life, having to beef it up with material goods to make yourself interesting and attractive to the rest of us. Well, most of us aren't attracted or interested by that kind of thing. And if we are, then we'd be as puerile as you, in which case you'd deserve us.
Yeah, just think
really.
Before you type.
Yeah, people are just less than smart, really.
They're basic. They're just so basic. People are basic.
Well, can we... Here's talking about more basic people. Let's just give them some time of the day. Lori Loughlin, the actress from Full House, who's wrapped up in that whole college admission scandal in the U.S.
Let's remind everybody what she did.
Was...
And her and Felicity Huffman.
Was she in Full House? Was she...
She was the mom.
The mom.
She was the mom of all those children. In real life, she doesn't look nearly as bad as she would have to in the show in order to have had all those children.
So was she Bob Saget's wife then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And she's also starring in the reboot Fuller House on Netflix. And by the way, she has officially been kicked off. If anyone is looking for a job, you can sign up with her because she and her husband are currently looking for a crisis manager to help.
I feel like they should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's just a tad bit too late now.
When they knew that this was going to break.
Well, they still are very adamant that they are innocent in all of this. They've appeared in court and they pleaded not guilty. And they're saying right now they need a crisis manager who'll be able to work on their squeaky clean reputation.
They don't
since
have
it's done a total 180.
Sorry, those days are over. You know what? These two women both, and their husbands obviously were in cahoots with them as well. They needed to get their precious little children into an Ivy League college. Because in America, that counts.
Mm.
If your parents are famous, it'll only get you halfway. The other half, you have to actually be in an Ivy League college, and especially if you're talentless and you're ordinary like their children are.
Well, Lori Loughlin, just to prove how innocent she thinks she is, every time she appears in court, she'll stop and pose for photos.
Oh, God.
She'll sign autographs outside of court. So it's all fabulous in her life. Now, she's married to a man named Massimo Giannulli, there we go, is actually a fashion designer, and he's quite successful because he is in a department store called Target, and so it's this multi-branch fashion label, so he's in the money. Now, here's a bit of a plot twist. Massimo is involved in a college scam of his own back in his college heydays. So a 2016 interview that he did has now resurfaced, where Massimo admits that in the 1980s, when he was meant to be attending college, He lied to his own parents to say that he was involved and was actually attending college. Meanwhile, his parents would send checks to him, Massimo, for school fees, but he'd never use that money for school fees.
I think that's all. I think it's ended up okay though, because I think you can pay them back. And if they're still bitter and twisted about it, everyone relax. Everything's turned out just fine.
But I just love how not seedy so for their, and slimy this is all
not
becoming.
So for their daughters. Apparently, I mean, if you go onto YouTube, you'll find that Laurie Loughlin's daughter is some kind of
Olivia Jade
YouTube star.
Mm. Yeah.
And she doesn't care about college either. She was complaining on YouTube for months that actually she doesn't understand why everybody cares about college. It's so dumb. So don't go. I mean, again, like, if your daughter's already a YouTube star and she thinks she can make a living out of that for the rest of her life, and maybe she can, who knows, then maybe you don't have to worry about sending her to an Ivy League college.
What's she gonna do? It's about what the parents' friends
think. She's
gonna
take up someone else's place, so just don't do it. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, this just came in. Ben, apparently we both have it wrong. Laurie was actually Aunt Becky in Full House.
I just saw the picture now.
She was Jesse's wife.
She was John Stamos's wife. That's what I was getting
that's
at.
Right.
Because yes.
I didn't remember there being a mother in Full House.
Yeah, that's right. There wasn't.
Because Bob Saget had the kids, and then I don't remember ever being a mother.
I didn't really like that show, so I don't remember very much. It's all sketchy in my head.
Well, the Olsen twins were creepy back then.
Yeah, what, they were.
When do they stop being creepy?
No, they never
were always creepy.
Stop.
Always creepy. Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Yeah, okay. Aunt Becky's wrapped up in her own
John Stamos
now.
And they sort of lived in the basement, but they didn't. I don't, actually, looking back now, that show might have some real holes in it.
I think it does. I think everyone in that show was dodgy.
How? What did John Stamos ever do to you?
No,
the Olsen
well,
twins, I get. John Stamos, we can look over now. Fine. Yeah.
That's what you say. Do you want to hear what Mark Zuckerberg says about privacy, or do you not care?
Yeah, it goes like this.
Here he is trying not to sound like a lizard and telling you that he cares about your privacy. Yeah. He walks onto stage and guess what? His trademark boring outfit with his shitty hair and his boring face, and he looks like a robot. And he comes on and he says,
brand consistency.
Oh, please. Brand consistency or just plain. It's like blancmange. It's just boring. Anyway, here he is, the world's most boring billionaire.
Welcome to F8. Today, we are going to talk about building a privacy-focused social platform. As the world gets bigger and more connected, we need that sense of intimacy more than ever. So that's why I believe that the future is private. This is the next chapter for our services. In addition to the digital town square, we also need a digital equivalent of the living room that is just as built out as a platform with all of the different ways that we want to interact privately with messaging and small groups and
so that I can read your messages when you're asleep at night.
He does have a bit of a Kermit thing going on.
Download them to my server.
Well, a team of experts created that voice for him based on what humans think of another human.
Cut him some slack.
I think
we've
done a very good job here.
Around forever.
Around
simple
forever.
And secure payments, private ways to
hey, Miss Piggy, do you want to go to the store?
It's like he briefed the team saying, right, I need a voice that's going to be fun, trustworthy, kind of quirky, and they go, okay, well, this is the voice that experts came back with. And that's why his voice sounds
like a frog.
Because that's how it tested on a focus group.
No, he's a horrible person. You know who he looks like? He looks like Data from Star Trek. Remember Data?
I don't know what that is.
Data
was the
robot.
Okay.
Knowing that.
All right. Well, I don't know Star Trek well, but I know it enough to remember there was a Data. There was a computer. It was a computer, and it looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yo, I'm really
go look it up.
I'm
look up
really
Data
trying
Star
to
Trek.
Look at him and see what could he do differently.
Zero. He is the world's most boring person. He deserves all that money because it's still not going to make him popular. Anyway, but that's why he started
I remember
Facebook.
Data.
Okay, yeah. Looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
But it's kind of amazing how they have actually created some acne on his face.
Ben.
They've made
it. No, I mean, it's a very genuine kind of human thing, that.
It looks almost like it's real.
Because it's not desirable, right? So that's where they think, well, let's give him something he wouldn't desire to make him look like he's normal.
I think if he dyed his hair...
She would have, he would
show
have
see a picture of Data
and use
please.
Some Vaseline, maybe the would.
Oh wow! No. Yeah, he's modeled on the Star Trek guy.
He is. Because he managed to fool. See, his team of experts said to him, well, Mark, when we last made a believable robot simulation of a human, it was called Data on Star Trek. Do you want to copy that template and algorithm? And he went, yes.
He just needs to dye his hair, change his hairstyle a bit.
No, he needs to grow a beard. Because that would be so funny. Because
maybe he can't.
Remember, he looked like a douche droid then.
Actually, there's a picture of Data with a beard as well.
Yeah.
It's not going to help.
He doesn't look better.
Lots of more different ways to interact privately. Huh. Now, look, I get that a lot of people
He just tried to laugh. Did you hear that?
He almost malfunctioned.
He tried to just listen to how geeky and dorky and shit this guy is. Just listen again.
Lots of more different ways to interact privately. Now, look, I get that a lot of people aren't sure that we're serious.
He almost went into a full-on nerd.
I know that we don't...
Okay, wait.
What? I get
that a lot of people aren't sure that we're serious about this.
Why do you hate him so much?
Well, I just hate him. Oh, look, part of it is jealousy because he's managed to be this successful billionaire. But he's just everything about this guy is fake, fake, fake. Everything.
He's like the Mumford of Son and Even, Sons of like tech.
Wow.
Even the stuff that he does on social media himself with his wife and he's just, I'm telling you, the guy is completely fake. If he isn't a robot, he's damn near the closest that we'll ever get to a human who behaves like a robot or a robot trying to behave like a human. And there's no other way to put it. Let's listen to the rest of what he says. So he's basically, he's aware that we think he's lying to us.
Yes.
Sure.
It is aware. This computer is, it is sentient to the fact that we may be aware of it not being truthful. But let's hear what he says about that.
I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this well. And just starting a new chapter
for our
product.
I promise I won't lie this time. Oh. I've lied every other time, but I won't lie this time, humans.
Leanne, what do you think of him? Look-wise.
No, he looks a bit creepy. I feel a bit sorry for him in the looks department.
He just doesn't stir you up at all.
No, the opposite, Sia.
He shuts her down.
I get an... Leanne has just closed her legs
so tight. She's closed her legs so tightly that she's starting to lose blood pressure in her head.
No, definitely not attractive. And even for all his money, I don't think I could.
All right. So there he is. Just I thought you needed to hear it in his own words.
His own voice.
But I really take privacy very seriously. I am going to do whatever I can. Yup.
That's okay. Now, another thing that people, when we talk about people not being able to say things with meaning, some people cannot pronounce the name of the candidate who is running, the mayor from a little town in Indiana, Mayor Pete. Buttigieg. Can you say that?
Let's stick with Mayor Pete.
Please say it again.
Buttigieg. I-E-G.
Buttigieg.
Okay.
Buttigieg, is that what you say? All right. What do you say, Ben?
Yeah, Buttigieg.
Almost. Sia? You want to try? Sia?
I hear so many variations, but I think there's Buttigieg.
Oh, you're the closest.
Buttigieg.
All right, you're the closest. Let's listen to Jimmy Kimmel trying to get people to say it properly, and then we'll get the real pronunciation.
As of yesterday, we have another Democrat running for president. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has become the, I think, 658th Democrat to enter the race. He would become our first openly gay president and our first President Pete, which is, it sounds like a movie where Kevin James winds up in the White House, right? And if you don't believe he's running, he's got merchandise to prove it, including this name pronunciation mug that they're selling, Boot Edge Edge. You know you have an uphill battle ahead when your campaign slogan is explaining how to pronounce your name. It's Buttigieg. I looked it up this afternoon. This is true. Buttigieg is a Maltese name. It means owner of chickens.
All right, so you pronounce it Boot, B-O-O-T, Edge, Edge.
Buttigieg.
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 Okay, so that's how you pronounce Buttigieg. It.
Not exactly Mother of Dragons, but it's a weird name. And you know what? If Pete has any chance of becoming president, people are going to need to know how to say it. So we went on the street and we asked pedestrians to give it a shot. And here's how that went.
How do you pronounce this?
I don't know, that was probably bad.
But egg.
And what do you think it means?
Somebody has an egg on their butt or something?
I think it means probably a guy with a nice butt. I'm going to go ahead and say it's either some weird sexual thing or a place in, like, Austria.
Butt gang? Butt gang?
Yeah.
What's that?
Gang of butts.
How do you pronounce this?
Buttigieg.
Yes! You did it! High five!
So one person got it right out of all the people they asked. Buttigieg.
You know, if he were to win, there'd be people who still just giggle like 12-year-olds every time he's mentioned.
Yeah,
and
no, he'd definitely be the butt of the joke.
It's extra, well, it's extra funny that he's the first gay candidate too, because then
all the butt jokes.
It's got butt in it. Yeah,
I don't know where you go with that, Gareth.
Mark Zuckerberg knows. He knows to laugh at this point. Oh, the algorithm is telling me that is funny to humans.
It knows to laugh at this point.
While we're on American politics and presidential candidates, President Trump was asked, how old is too old to be president? And by the way, we've had this conversation here a couple of times. Bob Mugabe only quit a short while ago. He was in his 90s. Oof. How old do you think is too old to be president?
75 plus.
75 plus. All right, let's hear what Donald says.
Well, I think that I just feel like a young man. I'm so young. I can't believe it. I'm the youngest person. I am a young, vibrant man.
I am the youngest person.
I'm the youngest person.
He's always going to be an ultimate winner in Donald's sentences.
And can we also focus on the fact that
he's young.
I'm the youngest.
He's not answering the question.
No.
It became about
I
him.
I am young. Yes. I'm so young. I'm a young, vibrant man. I can't believe it. I'm the youngest person.
Yeah, but he believes
said.
Every question centered at him.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I am a young, vibrant man. I look at Joe. I don't know about him. I don't know.
Is he too old?
I would never say anyone's too old, but I know they're all making me look very young, both in terms of age and I think in terms of energy. I think you people know that better than anybody.
He says they're making him look really young, and in terms of age and energy, he's very young. He's full
of energy. He's the youngest person.
Yeah. The young, he, that's what he said. He is the youngest person.
What is wrong with his mind?
He's thinking in parallel with the rest of us, but on a totally different set of tracks.
That is such a good question, Leanne. What is wrong with his mind?
Isn't he great?
Mind you, he's only 4 years younger than Joe.
I know. Sleepy Joe is what he calls him.
And,
right.
5 years younger than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're in your 70s or 80s, 5 years can mean a it can be a big difference.
Bernie's a bad 77.
Bernie's just bad.
Bernie's just bad.
He's just bad. He's like he's like a beta cassette. No use for him whatsoever. Just
he's out of usefulness.
Old stories.
And we always see these photos of the presidents post their time in office, mm-hmm. and they do a before the office and after the office comparison photo, and you see how much being a president ages you. Now already Bernie, 77, looking like this, what will the presidency do to you? He'll leave there looking like a piece of
you saw how many presidents come in and they've got like jet black hair and then they leave and it's gray.
Well, look at Barry Obama.
Yeah.
Barry Obama he started out looking all young and he ended up looking like that steps in the sun
That show, the old man on that one.
Oh, Uncle Fred.
He looked like him.
Fred Sanford?
Yeah, he still had some fight in him, but I mean, he was mostly just withered.
Okay. Let's get to some misused words that make smart people look stupid.
I'm all riled up now because of Trump, so I might as well call out stupid people as well.
All right, let's go. Misused words.
Okay, so some things that we get wrong. Fewer and less.
Okay, I
you know this one.
I sometimes make this mistake too. Fewer people, less things.
That's right. No, it's actually not people and things.
That's right. That's right.
That is right. It is right. But
did you also just have a malfunction?
Yeah,
there?
I had a slight. I'm having a challenge. Yeah, it's actually. You referring to separate items versus a whole item?
No. You haven't explained a thing.
Hmm? Okay. So you use fewer when you're referring to separate items that can be counted.
Yeah, like people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like jelly beans.
Yes.
So I have fewer jelly beans than you.
And you use less when you're referring to a whole. So I have fewer dollars. Right.
There's less cheese left than last night.
But less money.
Mm. Yes, but fewer coins.
Yes, huh? And still less money.
Yes, correct. Come on, you don't get that?
I was with you on the fewer thing.
Give Sia some things and let's see if
yeah, a whole example I need.
How many assholes are there in this room right now? How many assholes? Four, right? Right.
Yes,
on
yes.
Friday, how many assholes were there in here?
Yeah.
Three.
Right.
Which makes it?
Fewer
assholes. Yes, because they're sort of that you could separate them.
You can count
three
them
assholes versus
individually.
Four. There were fewer assholes on Friday than there are today.
But how much animosity was there in the studio?
Hi, Bandla. For the next hour, he means Zulu.
With Ben being away,
there was less
animosity.
There was less animosity. Yes.
That's an unfair characterization of Ben, I just want to add. He's been nothing but pleasant today.
Today.
So today was just, you know, redundant in that sentence, but yeah, okay.
So there's sometimes a bit of confusion between bring versus take. Okay. So they both describe transporting something or someone from one place to another.
Right.
But the correct usage depends on the speaker's point of view. Somebody brings something to you.
Uh-huh.
But you take it to somewhere else.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
Ah, this is like borrow and lend.
Mm. Oh, bring me the mail and then take your shoes to the room.
Yes.
So if the movement is towards you, you use bring. If the movement is away, you use take.
Well, which beast says it the other way?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't.
you actually can't say it the other way. Good point, dear. Now bring your shoes away.
Take me my shoes. Why do we revert to Afrikaans?
Bring your shoes away.
Yes, you wouldn't be.
All right,
able
yeah.
To.
So I'm that one's kind of obvious if you don't mind my saying that. That's
okay, no,
fairly,
you're right.
That's fairly rudimentary.
Right. But what about yeah?
No, borrow and lend is borrow also and lend's a that big can problem. Be very confusing. I borrow from you, you lend.
Yes.
I borrow
so
you
from can't you. Say borrow me your book.
No, you say,
but people do.
Lend me.
But wow, people do they? Wow, do they? Sure.
Borrow me R5. No.
No, that's
lend
wrong.
Lend me R5. And then
may
I
borrow R5?
Yes, there we go.
Borrow. And then the answer is yes, I will lend it to
correct.
You.
Yes, and you can't say lend me your bicycle.
No.
Why?
May I borrow your bicycle?
You can't lend. You can lend your bicycle to someone, but you can't lend it from them.
You can't. From and to. It's very important. This is just like bring and take. Just think of it that way.
Okay.
Same rules.
Lie versus lay. So I lay down or I lie down.
No, that's a tricky one, especially when you're typing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it?
Well, when Bon Jovi said, I want to lay you down in a bed of roses.
I want to lay you down in a bed of roses. Is that correct?
That's kind of my benchmark in how I use it.
So,
how often do you tell someone you want to lay them down in a bed of roses?
Well, not the exact words.
Oh, okay.
You lay down the law to someone.
Lay me down to sleep.
So the rule is lay requires an object, whereas lie just requires yourself. You can lie down, but you can lay a book on the table.
Yes, like Bon Jovi was always laying a woman down.
Yes.
Can you lay yourself down on a bed of roses?
No, you have to lie down.
In other words, okay, so in that case, Kanye's wrong, Bon Jovi's right.
Well, we didn't need this for that.
Oh, come on. Kanye is a master, right?
No, dumbass. No. What about accept versus accept?
Oh, that's easy.
No, a lot of people say it the other way around.
No, come on, they're totally different words. They mean totally different things.
They'll say, I like oranges, except for the mandarins.
Then it's a pronunciation thing that might be at play.
And I've seen pronunciation, not pronunciation. Ooh. But here's the point.
Yeah, Bonage, I'm going back to Zululand now.
No, conversation. Listen, you score very well on most of these. You know the difference.
Yes.
You know the difference between accept and accept. Accept means this group of things.
It signifies exclusion.
But not that one.
Yes.
Accept.
So when do we ever say accept? When you accept something?
I'm accepting a gift from you.
Yes, exactly.
I'm accepting your thanks.
So I'm going to accept this woman before I lay her down in a bed of roses.
There we go. Let me accept you before I lay you down on a bed of roses.
Yes.
You know, Bon Jovi is like the common denominator here between good English.
Bring me my shoes. So that I may lay them down as well.
Can you borrow me your shoes?
No, that's where you go wrong. All right, what else?
There is imply versus infer.
Mm.
So to imply means to suggest something without saying it outright.
Right. I implied that Leanne was not really a woman.
Right. To infer means to draw a conclusion from what someone else implies.
Because Leanne whipped her cock out at the urinal next to me, I infer that she is a man.
Yes.
Wow.
I feel quite empowered now, I must say.
I could imply that Sia tripped because he didn't do up his laces. But if I see him trip and I see his foot step on his lace, I can infer that it was his laces that caused him to fall.
You'll hear infer a lot in a court of law.
That's right. Mm. And infer is almost like you have reduced logically and through reason the possibilities and come up with a conclusion.
It's a deduction.
Yes.
After a hypothesis.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. See, this is why Sia is on top form every morning.
What about farther versus further?
Because
I find a lot of people say farther when they're trying to sound posh.
Yes.
I can throw this farther than you.
What?
You know?
I must tell you, I think this is one of those words that's not going to be around for very long.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Further is taking the place of farther.
So.
Farther than further is taking the place of further.
Look, you're generally wearing boat shoes when you say farther.
That's what's implied. That's what you can infer.
I could throw farther than you.
Well, that would be right because farther refers to physical distance.
All right.
While further describes the degree.
I was talking to Peregrine. Yes. He was rowing farther than Horace.
Mm-hmm.
Farther is Horace. Distance and further is?
Further describes the degree or extent of an action or situation. I can't run any farther is right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
But I have nothing further to say.
So farther is only about distance.
Yes, so it's not someone trying to be posh, it actually.
But I do think farther is going to disappear. I think ultimately we'll just use further for all of it.
But just don't ever say I hit the ball furtherer than you.
No, yeah. Furtherer okay, the.
And also don't say I have nothing farther to say.
I have nothing farther to say to you.
You don't have that much farther to drive.
That's right.
That's correct. Okay.
That's right.
Or you don't have a father to drive you.
I don't.
That also happens in this country.
Yeah. And on The Bachelor.
All right.
You're so insensitive.
Oh, what a burn.
Any others? This is fun. We could do this all day. This English lesson was brought to you by,
Oh, the comprise versus compose.
Then you don't know English. I can say.
Let's hear what Leanne's hypothesis is.
Comprise means to include. Compose means to make up. It all comes down to parts versus the whole.
Oh, again.
So when you use comprise, you put the whole first. So a soccer game comprises or includes two halves. When you use compose, you put the pieces first.
A soccer game composed of two halves.
Or 50 states.
No, I just proved your theory doesn't work.
50 states compose or make up the United States of America.
No, but I just proved your examples rubbish because I put the soccer game in front. You said comprises of two halves, right? But yes. I can also say is composed of two halves. Both work.
No, but you're saying is composed of, and that's actually a phrase. Just use the word compose or composers.
Oh, okay. And I can't see how it changes. No, I can't say a soccer game composes.
No.
You can say it comprises.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, right. You found a loophole.
Well done, English major Leanne.
Well done, student Gareth. yeah, and then there was one other, but I don't see the problem with this one. Nauseous versus nauseated.
Let's hear what they say.
Nauseous means causing nausea.
Yes, it's a. Is that an adverb?
Oh, hang on. I do see the problem now. We all say, I feel nauseous, right?
So and is it
but you actually can't.
I feel nauseated. I feel nauseated by your pronunciation.
If you have a hangover, the thought of drinking
leaves you nauseated.
Leaves you nauseated. But if you do drink it,
you're nauseous.
No, you can only ever be nauseated. Nauseous means causing nausea. So the alcohol in the morning would be nauseous.
No.
That's what it's implying.
No, nonsense. That's rubbish. You are nauseous. You're a nauseous.
And it says nauseous has been misused so often that the incorrect usage is accepted in some circles.
Okay. The question is it an adjective or a verb?
That's right. It would be an adjective.
Oh my God. This went from being fun to being like an English lesson in high school.
It really is. Now,
is it hurting your back?
Yes. My back is sore.
Now,
stop
is it
with
nauseous
this.
Or nauseous?
No, nauseous. Americans say nauseous.
There's okay, so it's an accent thing.
Mm. It's like aluminum and
no,
aluminium.
It's just wrong because it's American.
That's quite a matter of fact.
The Americans stopped speaking English somewhere in the 1800s.
Yes, they've just made up their own thing.
I'm literally feeling nauseous.
I'm literally so nauseous.
Yeah.
And if you're a Kardashian, you'd say it like this. I'm literally really nausea.
Okay.
Yes.
Straight into it. All right. Very nice.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Did that blow your mind this morning? Come on.
Honestly, learned something new today.
All right. what are the most useful products you can buy online at the moment? The latest useful products you can buy online?
Well, after candles, I guess, after May 9.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
head torch. Whatever makes light.
How about
any new anti-wrinkle cream?
How about underarm sweat pads?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, wow.
So you've seen on these, well, I have on these 5-minute hack things where the girl, it's like 100 uses for sanitary towels and where she's using a panty liner to put onto her clothing under her arm to absorb the sweat. So they kind of look like that, except they're shaped like two circles overlapping each other almost.
Okay.
And so you put this onto your...
Like a Venn diagram.
Yes. You stick it onto your clothing, the pack of 80. And yeah, they're calling them shirt guards or underarm sweat pads.
Wonder how that feels.
Yeah,
it
must be
or just imagine it, the adhesive comes loose and you're walking around
and
you...
It's going to make you paranoid that you've got a BO issue or you can't do normal regulation.
You
but
know
ben,
what,
there are some people who genuinely have these issues.
I get
so
that.
Who'd be
but it's a tough reminder every day to go, oh, I forgot my pit pads.
You would want to... You can't tell me you wouldn't want to wear them on your wedding day, for instance.
No, I mean, it's... It's hardly sexy, is it?
Your pit pads.
But I'd far rather a dry pit than...
Yeah, sure. It's like, you know, if you're incontinent, you wear a nappy. But, you know, it's better that way for
you. No, there are people who go for operations to remove the sweat glands in their hands. People who have very sweaty...
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah.
Sweaty
palms.
Hands.
Oh.
And people who have
Betty
sweaty...
Swallocks.
Betty Swallocks. And Betty armpits.
And swass.
I know, I've heard Botox helps with that. Under
it does.
The armpit.
It does. Botox does help with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so what
does.
These people do is they go for treatment so that they sweat less.
Mm.
And then it makes them more pleasant to be around.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Greg. Okay, another really cool product that I like is beeswax wrap. So
is that for SWAS as well?
No, no, it won't. It'll slip right off the SWAS. It's for putting over containers for leftover foods. And it doesn't allow spillage either. Mm. So what happens is you, the warmth from your hands actually softens the paper. Mm-hmm. And you can mold it into whatever you want it to do. And it will create a natural seal.
Oh.
And the best is, one wrap lasts for about a year, even when you use it numerous times. You just run it under cold water and let it dry naturally.
Okay.
So instead of using plastic wrap, tinfoil to close up these things, it's sheets of beeswax. And they've printed them in really cool colors as well with spots and zigzags. And
I hope the bees don't mind because you know some of them are endangered now.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're stealing their wax. We're stealing their honey.
But I don't think their wax is endangered.
Well, poor bees. We just take everything they make. Same. Everything. We just basically come and pillage them like Vikings used to pillage the coast of France. We arrive at the beehive and we go, "We're here for your women and children and gold!"
Well, you do that to any animal that you kill and eat as well.
Yeah, we do. We're horrible. Humans are horrible. All right, what
else?
Another
thing that I think I'm going to get is a document clip. So if you think about working at your laptop,
yes,
your laptop, and you've got a piece of paper next to you that you're typing from, you don't have to do that, especially if you're one of those people who puts your laptop up on a higher surface that your posture is correct and you use a separate keyboard. Then you're still going to be looking down at this document.
Right, and it's going to eventually make your neck tired.
Yes. So it rests on top of your laptop and comes out to the side, and it's got a clip like a clipboard.
Huh.
So you can put your document on there. It's like so simple.
That makes a lot of sense.
It also frees up desk space.
All right.
Sia, did I not explain this correctly? No. Why do you look confused?
No, I'm not that amazed.
Okay, I see.
You think that's crap? You wouldn't buy one of those?
I don't really see the need for a drive
now. I'm a sucker for stuff like that. Like, I've got this thing on my desk that I put my laptop onto. It's like a cradle that kind of angles the laptop slightly. I mean, it makes very little difference. People tell me it's nonsense, but I like it.
Yes, I like stationary stuff.
Oh.
Something that you might not identify with, but it happens to girls a lot with bracelets. So if you've got a piece of jewelry and you're trying to clasp it with one hand, it can be really, really annoying. Or if you're trying to pull up your zip up the back of your dress and you can't. So that you get now a jewelry fastener, which is also used on zippers and dresses, etc. And it's just, it looks like a long pen and it's got a hook on it. So you can hold it in your hand and do up your bracelet with this hook.
Almost like you're like a crocheting hook?
Yes. It's so much easier.
Wow. All right. There we go. It's really clever, clever things. Stuff. Humans are solving problems that may seem like nothing to you. Seem like nothing to you, but to some people, this is the biggest pain in the backside of their lives, is to pull up that zip on the back.
I'm not impressed just yet because of something I heard last week that really disappointed me. I heard that the light on our phones and all of our devices could actually be causing us wrinkles.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, now I need a remedy to that. It's supposedly called like HEV light, and it's just the harsh impact it has on our skin. And that could be leading to why we have tons of wrinkles.
It can also lead to pigmentation, hyperpigmentation, discoloration.
So can someone do that? Someone smarter than me create that? Like, we don't need wrinkles just by using our phones.
What will prevent that is using literally a sunblock and also alpha hydroxy acid. That'll prevent.
The end is nigh. We now have to use sunscreen to sit at home.
Yeah, this is true.
Let's just accept we're all dying. I'm going
to go watch Endgame today. I'm going to need to put on my sunblock.
I need a factor 50. Yeah.
For 3 hours, 2 minutes, you definitely need some SPF there.
Well, if you want to know more about platforms that are coming up for emerging South African musicians and the empowering of female creative entrepreneurs, Nandi Dlepo is making her mission to create beautiful, authentic, and meaningful experiences within the arts, culture, and lifestyle space. Listen to her story of how she got started on the journey of transforming events in the naked economy, brought to you by Naked Insurance. Get it at cliffcentral.com, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the latest episode of The Naked Economy. Get it today.
Perfect.
It's a great show, by the way, and if you haven't cottoned on to it, these are the latest few episodes in the series, but there were three at the very beginning, which if you haven't heard them, you need to go back and listen to those again. It'll tell you the inside story of South Africa's small businesses and the brilliant minds behind them. These entrepreneurial people who've started up businesses in a pretty tough economy, doing things that they believe in and seeing them through to fruition, and a lot of success and a lot of beautiful lessons to be learned in the naked economy. All right. Do we have time for anything else? No. All right. I'm sorry. We're out of time.
There isn't time.
I'm sorry. There isn't time.
Just the unused.
Yes. There isn't even time for that, but we're going to try and squeeze it in. All right. Here it is. Between Helen Ziller's tweets and Patricia DeLille's tendency for fist fights and car parks, Musi Maimane says the DA may end up losing the Western Cape. The main reason for concern, however, is that most of his white voters just don't want to vote. So he's looking to change that by presenting flat whites and rocking the daisies tickets for all those that vote DA on Wednesday. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Oh, great. Cyril Ramaphosa, on the other hand, is very confident the ANC will win across the board at these elections. That's because he personally sent everyone a text message yesterday to vote for his party. Who got one?
I did.
I didn't.
Oh, I did. Oh, Ben, you're the only one who Cyril didn't send one to.
He says, now is the time to go out and make your vote count. Regards, Cyril Ramaphosa.
And did he say, Sia?
Siabonga.
Oh.
Yo. Sounds like my mother
reprimanding
me.
Spell your name right.
I didn't notice that part.
The whole point was he personalized it.
He said, dear what?
Oh, it says, dear Leanne. Now, yes, all in capitals.
So he's shouting at you.
That should do it, he said.
Dear Leanne, now is the time to go out and make your vote count.
That should do it, he told the media this morning. Then he added, he'd be very surprised if anyone else would gain more votes by the end of the week. But then Cyril's surprised by everything, so who's surprised by that? And the Proteas bowling lineup continues to fall away with injuries, so much so that Alan Donald is being considered to make... You think that's funny, do you?
He made sunblock fancy.
He's going to make a return to the international fold, right up until he was told that he'd have to play in a World Cup in England, forcing him to instantly burst into tears and go into the fetal position, because he still hasn't got over what happened in 1999. All right, we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Have a great day in the company of CliffCentral.com and blah, 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 blah.
This is CliffCentral.com.